You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. This update brought to you by the American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 85 years. Learn more at ADR.org. Now over to the first word break. News desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Markets are under pressure today amid weakness in the retail space. Dow is currently lower by 193 points. S&P dropped 16 and NASDAQ falls 36. The small cap 600 is down 6 points and the U.S. 10 yield at 1.74%. 8 out of 10 S&P sectors are lower, led by losses in consumer discretionary, healthcare, and the financials. Only energy and utilities gained. Dow transports fall 107, NASDAQ biotechs sink 56, and the VIX is higher by 5%. Dow leaders to the downside included Disney, Nike, and Walmart. Fractional gains for Chevron, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. Disney, Macy's, and Fossil dropped after earnings, with Fossil plunging 29%, while Electronic Arts gained as much as 16%. After its results. Live from the First of Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Maloney. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg type squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K on your terminal, I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. Well, imagine trying to get the permits needed for a $24 billion public transit project. It features two new tubes that would go under the Hudson River to connect New Jersey with Midtown Manhattan, as well as several major upgrades to the region's transportation infrastructure. Two dozen different government agencies have a say in all this, and someone's got to bring them all together. Joining us now is Senator Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, U.S. Senator, joining us from Washington, D.C., home of Bloomberg 99.1 and 105.7 HD2. Senator Booker, thank you very much for being with us. Just give us an update, if you can, on the Gateway project and all of the red tape that you are trying to cut through.
Thank you. Well, people who are in the greater New Jersey, New York region know how critical this infrastructure project is. In fact, the Secretary of Transportation says this is the nation's most important infrastructure project because the Hudson River is the busiest river crossing in all of North America. And it just clogs up the Northeast Corridor, the busiest rail traffic in America. And frankly, it carries more people than plane travel to and from the Northeast Corridor. So this is an urgently needed project, and when I came into the Senate, it was derailed, and we've been working to pull everybody together, the two governors, the four senators, the Obama administration, to get this thing going, and finally, we've gotten it moving. Well, I was able to get a bill through, some legislation through with Roger Wicker's leadership from the South, Republican, and now we have funding mechanisms in place. So a lot of these things are moving thanks to some great leadership on both sides of the river, but the challenge now is, do we have to wait years, more than a decade, to get these tunnels done, or can we streamline, not taking shortcuts, but streamline a lot of this bureaucracy so we can get it done? Because every year that we wait, we lose so much money and hurt the environment even more.
Senator Booker, you know, you won a special election to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate, then in November of 2014, reelected to a full 6-year term. Now that you've been there a few years, what are you finding is the big biggest stumbling block to a project like this? It makes sense. And everybody, who doesn't want to streamline bureaucracy? What's the holdup?
Well, that's the beauty of my experience in the short time I've been in the Senate for 2.5 years, is that if you actually reach out and work with folks and talk with them, you can get Republican partners on issues that you're passionate about. So from criminal justice reform, gosh, I've even passed legislation with Ted Cruz. And so this is a project, again, that was broken and stalled, but because of bipartisan work, we've been able to get something just over the last 9 months from dead stalled, dead in the water and stalled, to now really moving down the track. Now, this is a great area, again, of bipartisanship, where I'm finding Republican partners and saying, hey, let's streamline a lot of these things. In fact, some of the loan processes that often that make it cumbersome, we were able to already get legislation included in one of the bigger transportation bills going through to streamline the loan processes. But I know this from being a mayor, that every hour lost in a project is money. And I know how much New Jersey transit riders are hurting right now because of not having these tunnels. So I want to try to speed this along as quickly as possible. And, yes, I'm pleased that I have friends on the other side of the aisle who are willing to work with me.
Senator Booker, it's been reported that $3 billion in potential costs would be added to the project if it takes 3 full years in order to secure all the necessary permits. That's the kind of stuff you're talking about.
Yeah, and people don't realize how ghastly the costs are the longer and more complicated the bureaucracy is. I don't want to take any shortcuts on environmental reviews and the like, but people have to understand, and I won't allow that to happen, but if we can streamline this bureaucracy, think about this. It actually has a better impact on the environment if you do things quicker, because the longer we now have people stalled in traffic with all of that emissions going into the air, the longer we take for this and the more people are having to find more circuitous routes into the city, the more damage is being done. So there is cost reasons for this, environmental reasons, and then the other one that naturally we all know is my commuters have to live a lot earlier because they can't count on the rail transit not being delayed, so they're not lost for work, they're losing time with families, they're endangering their jobs. The urgency to get this done as quickly as possible is there, mm-hmm. and I know we could streamline these processes and get it done more timely fashion.
Senator Booker, your spokesman downplayed speculation that you may be on a very short list to be the vice president nominee if Hillary Clinton, of course, as she seems poised to do, wins the Democratic nomination. Is that a step you'd consider seriously taking? I mean, would this not help you move forward some of these things you're so passionate about?
You know what? I've found in the last 2.5 years in the Senate that I can champion things and actually deliver for my state. I love my job. I'm new in it. I really want to stay put. And it's nice to be on this short list and hear my name. And trust me, I just saw my mother's for Mother's Day, and she was flattered by it all. But she has a saying. She says, behind every successful child is an astonished parent. So I'm happy that she's being astonished, but the reality is I got work to do.
So you would turn it down if Hillary Clinton asked you?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying right now let's focus on getting the job done in the Senate.
All right. Well, I'm going to take that as a maybe. I'll call your mom, Senator Booker. Senator Cory Booker, thank you so very much for joining us. Democratic Senator from New Jersey, joining us from Washington, D.C., home of Bloomberg, 99.1. I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox. We're taking stock on Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by SS&C. More experience, superior technology, independence, and expertise. That's how SS&C drives the future of fund administration. SS&C, they are the future of fund administration.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.